Welcome back. You listen to Grilling Guys on the Grilling Guys Talk Network. Hey, it's the weekend, and it's the weekend before Super Bowl. This is Pro Bowl weekend, the no football weekend. But anyway, we thought that we would spend a minute talking to a guy that knows just a little bit about barbecue, and maybe he could give us some tips and recipes and snacks that you would do for your Super Bowl party next weekend. We got a guy on the grilling line right now that is a humble dude, but he's what you need to know is he has been on the Food Network. His restaurant has been featured in a show called Man Food Fire. And right now on the grilling line, we got a guy named Matt Smith from Pit Stop Barbecue in southeast side of Grand Rapids. Matt, what's going on, brother?
How you doing, brothers?
Hey, you know what? It's always good to talk with you, my friend.
You too. The short answer of what goes well on Super Bowl Sunday, beer.
Yeah, exactly.
If you don't have time, beer.
Yeah.
Then
well, part of the reason that we're talking to you is because if a guy doesn't have time, he can come to the pit stop and get some Q for his party. But we'll break that down in just a minute. But Barbecue Bob, you over there, man?
Yes, sir.
All right.
I was waiting for a Q.
All right, you got it.
Hey, buddy, what's going on?
I've been good. How about you?
Oh, man, I just needed some ideas for people to do something a little bit different for the Super Bowl.
Yeah, you know, it's a good day to try it out, especially because sometimes a lot of the, like, if you have friends coming over, they're coming over early for different games. The Super Bowl starts at, 6:20 or so, so you got some time to get some stuff done. I was kind of thinking about it when you guys asked me about it. You know, the most popular thing is chicken wings. I don't know the number off the top of my head, but Google it. It's astronomical how many chicken wings are consumed that day on Super Bowl Sunday. A real simple way to do wings. For us, it's a short cook because a lot of our cooking's 14, 15, 16 hours. But if you've got maybe 2.5-3 hours of time, you can do wings on your grill and make them taste really good. You can kind of cheat a little bit to speed it up. If you get go to Gordon's or Sam's or whatever, just get the pre-cut wings. You can get them frozen or fresh is what we usually get. The if I'm doing it at my house, sometimes I get the frozen ones. They come in 10-pound bags or 5-pound bags. Get the aluminum pans. Go half and half. Go with some Louisiana hot sauce and half cider vinegar. Chuck them in the oven for about an hour at maybe 300. And then that's when you want to transfer them to your grill. And at that point, you want to do the indirect method. If you've got a gas grill, you know, get your wood chips in some foil with some water, that whole process, and do them indirect at about 250 degrees for about an hour and a half or so. If you're using a charcoal grill, same thing. Chuck some wood chunks on there. And what I like to do, too, is I like to baste them about every 20 minutes. With the sauce that you just that was in that pan,
right?
And I also like to maybe every other time that I'm opening the grill to baste them, I like to add some rub to them. We use a rub that's like a kind of a Kansas City rub, like paprika and some brown sugar, onion powder, and some steak seasoning, just some basic stuff like that. And it builds up a good good layering, and it also keeps them from drying out. And when you're using that vinegar and that Louisiana hot sauce, it kind of has some bite to it. And at the very end, I like to put either some, if you've got a homemade barbecue sauce, that's great. Get something sweeter, Sweet Baby Ray's. It could be blasphemy for people, but if you rub that on the top of something that's got some vinegar and some kick to it, it's really good.
Yeah, you said something really cool there. You put a little bit of vinegar in your Louisiana hot sauce, and that's a really nice twist. And I bet you most people have never experienced that, and that vinegar is going to accentuate that Louisiana hot sauce, which I love Louisiana hot sauce. I mean, Frank's or anything like that is just fine by me.
Yeah, I agree. And if you can get the different flavor profiles with that bite, that tanginess, and then get a little sweet sauce at the end.
Right at the end.
That's exactly how we make our wings. In fact, there's a recipe that you had mentioned before, that Man Fire Food Show. On their website, our recipe of these wings is on there if you want to find it. We call them sucker punch wings. That's pretty much how we make ours.
Yeah, what a great name. Quick ingredient check there, Matt. Cider vinegar or white vinegar?
Cider. We at Pit Stop, we go through truckloads of cider vinegar. We use a lot of it in our barbecue sauce too. The cider vinegar does a great job, breaking it down, softening it up a little bit while the meat is cooking too.
Got a little bit different, more of a sour, little different profile to it. Apple cider vinegar.
Yeah, it sure does.
So you got any other, now you're going to do a bunch of chicken wings. So if people don't want to do them, they could actually go to Pit Stop and get them, right?
They can go to Pit Stop. It's the only Sunday out of the entire year we're open. We opened from 2 o'clock to 5 o'clock last year. We did the same thing and we closed at 4:30 because we sold 500 pounds of wings in 2.5 hours. So this year we're doing 800 pounds of wings. So hopefully we make it the whole 3 hours, and we do a bunch of different flavors of them. It's on our Facebook page. Just look under Pit Stop Catering. We've got some wicked, wicked hot ones. If there's hot fans out there, we do something called 1847 sauce wings. We make it with Reaper peppers and ghost peppers. Those will leave a mark if you're not ready for it.
Okay, if you just tuned in, you're listening to the Grilling Guys on the Grilling Guys Talk Network, and we're talking with Matt Smith from Pit Stop Barbecue and Catering, probably the most loved and most hated barbecue guy in the business. I say the most hated because so many people go to your place and you're only open 2 days a week. So they hear all these things about you, and then they get there and you probably have bullet holes in your window, don't you?
Yeah, those are for my wife.
for making her work there.
Now I'm dead. No, she does all the side recipes, all the brilliance of our sides. And I think what sets us apart really is our sides, not the stuff that I do. Those are all her recipes. And so I need to give her credit. That is really what sets us apart.
It's a big deal.
Yeah, I think people have gotten used to those 2 days now. At least I hope so. And it works really well because we do about 750 events for catering. And it's tough to keep up doing more than 2 days a week with what we're doing.
Yeah, it makes a lot of sense, Matt. And let's talk about those sides, because when you roll up to the Super Bowl, it's a grazing thing, right? That's why the wings are so popular. It's like you try a little of this, try a little of that. What else can people get there that they could put on their Super Bowl menu?
Now, are you talking about making one?
If they came there and they wanted to get a Super Bowl spread from you, what other things you got on the sides that you were mentioning?
That particular day, we kind of limit what we do on our sides because it's tough to keep up with the wings. We do our award-winning mac and cheese and our award-winning smoky baked beans.
Perfect.
Those are two of the crowd favorites. I've had a couple requests for tangy slaw, so I think we'll probably add our slaw to the menu items as well. But those are the three main things.
The slaw is, yeah, and the slaw is easy. You can make that up in advance and just have it in a cooler, and that's not like you have to keep it hot. I use Cascade Barbershop just down the street from you a little bit.
Sparingly.
And Andy is a great barber. It's a wonderful place to get your hair cut. But he, listening to the guys in there, as soon as I go in there, Andy wants to start talking barbecue. So we're always talking about you when I'm sitting in the chair there.
And that's good. And Andy hooks me up with wood like crazy.
I know he does.
I just said that because I owe him $100. I got to go bring it to him. and he also said that you are his best customer for when he shaves your back.
Well, anybody that knows me knows that's not true, because yeah. I'm pretty much like a chihuahua. Okay. Matt Smith, Pit Stop Barbecue. Thanks so much for joining us. And, don't forget to check out Pit Stop on Super Bowl Sunday. What are your hours?
2 o'clock to 5 o'clock.
Okay, that's in Grand Rapids, Michigan. Check him out on Facebook. He's a hell of a guy.
Absolutely
thanks
is.
Very much.
All right, Matt. Take care, brother.
Yeah. Thanks, guys. Have a good Super Bowl.
Yeah, he's Matt. Matt's just one of those guys that'll give you the shirt off his back.
Yeah.
I mean, we borrowed equipment from him, and we've had catering gigs, and he's like, "Yeah, guys, come on over, let us cook in his kitchen." He's just champ.
And they turn out a ton of food.
Oh man! Well, he said 750 catering gigs a year.
Yeah.
Do that math.
Wow,
that's 30 a week, man. Yeah. That's why his restaurant isn't open, is because he's really a caterer, but
right.
He does this on the side. But coming up next, we're going to keep diving into a little bit of Super Bowl food. You're listening to Grilling Guys. Stick with us. We'll be back.